You are on a beach. The sun is high in the sky, beating down heat and warmth on your skin. You are laying back under a giant beach umbrella, red and white stripes protecting you from the full force of the sun. The air is a dry heat that you can feel soaking into your bones as you relax back. You can hear the waves crashing. They are very close, and sometimes when the tide hits strong, you can feel a soft, cooling wash of ocean water splash across your feet. And every time the water touches you with a splash, you relax further into trance. Sink deeper into relaxation. The word splash, helping to focus your mind on this unthinking task. Each time you hear it, it's like a soft splash of wonderful feeling water that causes you to slightly wake up, just the lightest bit. To then sink down even deeper into trance, knowing you are safe, you are warm, I am in control. And that calms you, frees your mind from your body, allows it to simply be carried along, drifting and dropping deeper. With each splash of sea against your feet, there are seagulls high in the air, squawking to each other in their own special language. Occasionally, they dive down into the water and you hear a faint splash. You feel so relaxed, so free of all responsibility. Body heavy as you sink into a warm, hazy state. Undisturbed by the occasional splash as the tide moves slowly up. Not too far away, there are three giggling women in bikinis. Round asses and big busts, breasts almost bursting out. They all look a bit different, but they are all very sexy. One has red hair and a green bikini. One has blonde hair and a blue bikini. One is a brunette and her bikini is golden. One is your very, very clear favorite. Just your type when it comes to a woman's body. Soft in just the right places. Just the perfect amount of curves. But the others are really cute too. They are playing in the sand. Digging in it. Building a sandcastle. They have a bucket, they have little shovels, and they splash about in the water as they go into the ocean to get properly wet sand to craft their castle. You watch, mesmerized as they build it up, scooping up buckets of sand and carefully flipping them upside down, pulling the buckets up slowly so the sand doesn't disassemble itself. Splash. And then they go in with twigs in their fingers. Splash. Intently crafting walls and towers. They use shells to decorate. Shining splashes of color on their sandy kingdom. You stare in wonder as your favorite of the three bends over to make a small indentation. Her ass is facing you, and you can't look away. can't help but picture the sweetness that lies underneath. Can't help but wonder how much sand is caught under that bikini and imagining helping her to get it all out. Oh, she would need to be cleaned very deeply. Another of the girls notices you staring at her friend's ass. Your heart quickens as she looks you in the eye. She slowly smiles, winks, bounces her breasts within her bikini and moves over to her friend to snap the string on the back of her itty bitty bit of fabric, holding her tits in. Squealing, her friend jumps and turns and catches her friend in the act, quickly grabbing her and knocking her to the beach, causing sand to splash. There they roll, wrestling, turn to playing, turn to laughing and hugging as the third woman joins them in the warm, wet sand. They get so dirty, so covered in sand, so they get up to go swim in the ocean. The redhead takes off her green bikini. She wants to make sure she can clean herself fully off. Quickly, the blonde and the brunette do the same. And now all three of them are frolicking in the water, splashing and giggling. You feel their joy. You smile. You are content. Feeling your attention slowly drifting back to the sandcastle. Your mind sinks down, deeper and deeper into thoughtless relaxation. You concentrate on how the waves are getting higher and higher. Brushing against your ankles now, each cold splash waking you up just a tiny bit before being automatically disregarded as important by your mind, and you sink even deeper into a misty fog of daydreams and my voice. The water is up to your calves now, no longer withdrawing fully away. You find it's warm and it relaxes you. You see the splash as the tide runs over the protective barrier wall of sand, taking the little castle's courtyard and turning it into a moat, taking away all the details engraved by the women. As with each splash of a wave, the sandcastle sinks into the sand a little bit more. More edges and details washed away. The same can be said for your mind. Each splash of sea against your skin, washing away thoughts or awareness, sinking you deeper and deeper and deeper. The water is at your waist now. It's warm, and you can taste the salt it brings in the air as you breathe in. The water washes up your chest. The splashes feel warmer now as your body adjusts. The water pulls back, and you can see the sandcastle is misshapen now. Like a lump of clay slowly losing form, until beautiful hands can come back and shape it how they want again. Your mind feels kinship with this sandcastle, becoming more and more like shifting, disintegrating sand. Your hands and arms are underwater now, the waves lapping against your neck. Your body starts to float. As your mind drifts, you fall even deeper and deeper into a floaty haze. Eyes closed against the sun's glare, but you can still feel its heat, its light. splashing against your lens. As the water covers your ears, you hear the girls giggling start to become muted, as if from farther and farther away. With one final splash, the ocean takes you in, carrying you away from the shore. You relax into the gentle tugging of the waves, your arms spread from your sides, and you float.